This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's in store for you? A discussion of what's going on in the world. Right now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen and Kara Schillen on the Friday program. It's the 2nd of September, and the wind is blowing, and the hurricane warnings are out. Hurricane Hermine. Did we decide that was the way to pronounce it? Hermine, Hermine. You say Hermine, I say Hermine, has strengthened into a hurricane. The warnings have expanded. Evacuations have been ordered. The trees are being ripped out of the ground. The streets are flooded. The power lines are getting knocked over. It's a Category 1 hurricane, 80-mile-an-hour winds in the Gulf of Mexico, 30 miles south of Tallahassee at 1, 2 o'clock this morning. And so, let's see here. Just about now, it's hitting land. The governor urging areas along the stretch of that coast centered on the so-called Big Bend. We all know where that is. The elbow where the state's peninsula meets the panhandle, which will at this moment in time be pretty flooded out, as we hear in this report.
No longer over water, it has removed its moisture source. It has removed the ability to strengthen further, at least in the short term. So that is good news for residents of Florida and into Georgia. This storm should start to see a general weakening trend. That doesn't mean the threat is over, but we'll highlight some of the concerns here for the next foreseeable future. Flooding rains, storm surge, and certainly strong winds up to hurricane force.
Right. So this is nothing more than a regular hurricane. But to listen to the news media or watch some of this stuff or read some of the behind-the-scenes story, you think they never had a storm like this along the Florida Panhandle. Memorably dangerous. Oh, yes. Horrible.
Memorably since the last one, that is.
Right, exactly. Grow up. It is something that is going to slam the area. It will bring a surge of rain, coastal flooding 8 feet normal, 8 feet higher than what it normally is. Okay, so yep. You all bought houses on the beach because you thought it was great. I'd be a great, I'm an example of that, except the Pacific Coast doesn't have hurricanes. So mine, if it washes away, will wash away because of global warming. And I even saw something, I looked at about 20 stories regarding this between last night and this morning, maybe 18, that was an exaggeration, but it was a lot of stuff. And some guy writing had the nerve to say, this is another example of global warming. You foolish, you clown. It isn't global warming at all. It's the hurricane season. Ding, 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 ding. Hurricane season starts in the late summer and goes through the early fall. So for about 3 months, August, September, and October, you're going to have hurricanes. What kind of naive fool hasn't grown up in America and seen what happens on the southeast coast and up the east coast every year at this time? Ay, 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 ay. So here's what went on. The opportunists, the people that have those, the lumber yards and the people who have the 7-Elevens, people who have gas stations, prices went bananas about 4 days ago. As soon as they knew the hurricane was going to hit, cranked them up to about twice what they normally are. I suppose that's the American way. That's the capitalistic way. The governor, let's see, says that nothing more. And I'm trying to find something here that doesn't smack of me being in charge and you being my servants. And I don't see any of that. So they're going to have 3 days of lousy weather starting yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And then it'll move up the coast. And where you are, Carol, have some more. We had rain from the last sort of tropical storm. I don't think you got very much. New York didn't get much, and we didn't get much either in New England.
Yeah, we really only got, we got drizzles yesterday, and then both this morning and yesterday morning when I walked outside, there was, the ground was wet and there were leaves on the ground, but that was about it.
That's it. All right, beautiful clear skies here last night and this morning where I am on the farm. So anyway, it's I have given you something to think about, and so actually there are a couple of things that relate to Florida and to the southeast coast. The hurricane is one, and the Zika zone is another. So after a couple of important words, we'll bring you into the Zika zone here, 13 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the two for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, two for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And two for $4? That is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's Cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. The more you buy, the more Kohl's Cash you'll earn. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything. Get active with 40 to 50% off Fila Sport and Tech Gear and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
All right, about a quarter after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Okay, so let's get into the Zika zone, which happens to be the same general area where the hurricane is. Let's see if we can tie a bunch of things together that happening in that part of our country. It seems that some scientists have been studying the spray going on, the spraying for the Zika virus in the Zika zone, whether it be in Florida or up the East Coast into the Carolinas. Matter of fact, one of the things that has had an effect on, well, our lives, your lives, my life, is the catastrophic effect the spray has had on the honeybees in South Carolina. Millions and millions and millions of bees have been wiped out almost immediately after the spraying takes place, leaving beekeepers and their bee things, what they call those beehives, devastated, empty, and them being pretty irate as often they ought to be. Officials say this was the first time they've sprayed the pesticide from airplanes. The county that we're talking about normally sprays from the road. This complaint has taken place in Florida and other places as well, but it looks like it's had its worst impact here. There was an announcement that was in the newspaper in this corridor on the 26th, and there's a Facebook post on the 27th. This area of South Carolina has, let me see here, the county administrator apologized for the incident, telling the locals, "I am not pleased that so many bees were killed." Wow, what a genius that guy is. There we go. I'm expecting there'll be some kind of suit here. The bee activity group is called for a petition. And also, if you follow Twitter at DJ V Show or Facebook.com/DJ V Show, you'll see some other things going on to end this spraying. There are a lot of chemical-free alternatives to pesticides. We've talked here before about cedarside, using cedar oil to get rid of pests, bugs, that kind of stuff. There are at least four or five different things that will repel mosquitoes. And beekeepers say that they're going to sue, and they ought to sue. They absolutely ought to sue. It's very interesting. The third world country of Cuba, which we paid a lot of attention to this week because we've sort of started to normalize relations with the flight from Fort Lauderdale into central Cuba the other day. Raul Castro is the president now, and he declared war on Zika in Cuba about 6 months ago. There was a sort of organized military campaign, military-like campaign, intensive mosquito spraying, quarantining certain areas. Cuba, among the few countries that have so far prevented any significant spread of the virus. And so people are looking to Cuba to figure out what are we going to do. Here in America, we're asking that question. They have maintained control of Zika and not dropped their guard. This is an accomplishment that's fairly, I think it's important, frankly. The focus on preventative care and health there, maternal and pediatric health. They have a free healthcare system that has been focused on Zika and keeping women who either are pregnant or might get pregnant from getting it. And they've been very successful. So how come, if that's the case, we haven't been able to do that? One would wonder, right? Okay, so that's the story on Zika. But we're in the zone. So one more story from this area. North Carolina's voter ID laws. Supreme Court shut the door on restoring North Carolina's voter ID law because of a split decision. They're not going to hear the challenge to an appeals court ruling that killed parts of the law. I remember back in the summertime, earlier in the summer, an appeals court found North Carolina gathering information on the areas that black voters use most. Then they worked to eliminate those avenues, added roadblocks to keep blacks from being able to vote. So that keeps this appeals court ruling in place. So if you're black in North Carolina, you're going to have a hard time voting, or a harder time anyway. The governor there, Mr. McCrory, who's in a tight reelection campaign, asked the Supreme Court for a stay on the ruling before the election because it creates confusion among voters and poll workers. It doesn't do any such thing. This is moronic, stupid thinking. Who can't get an ID? Who can't get an ID? Get an ID and go vote. It's very, I see this as something that so panders to the wimping of America in more than one way. That's the way I see it. What do you think? 888-302-3684, 21 after the hour, Friday, good day.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Things doing at home with you? Not a rhetorical question. You can answer if you like at Twitter. Twitter at DJB Show or Facebook.com/DJB Show. I'm D. She's V. There's no J around at the moment. We do have, however. Yeah, actually, we do have a J. We have James Corden. How about that? It could be Doug, James, and Victoria. Corden joking last night about Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein.
If you're feeling frustrated with Trump's Mexico antics and you're not quite sold on Hillary Clinton, luckily, there's another presidential candidate who's been making her voice heard, and that's Green Party candidate Jill Stein. Now, if you don't know who Jill Stein is, just picture Bernie Sanders, and now picture the woman in the back of his rally selling dream catchers. That's Jill Stein, right?
Right. The only thing that bothers me about that is that he suggests if you don't like the top two, for the purposes of his joke, he needs Jill Stein. For the purposes of truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual, is that there is a very viable candidate in Gary Johnson and Bill Weld as libertarians. All right, so I just put that out there. You absorb it as you will. Let's have another smile, courtesy of the monologue from Seth Meyers last night.
The first commercial flight between Cuba and the United States in more than 50 years took off from Florida today, but it was a JetBlue flight, so it connected through Denver, Chicago, Seattle, and Des Moines.
No, that's Southwest, you silly boy. JetBlue is really very good at getting to where it's going. JetBlue is quite a good airline.
I love JetBlue. Never had a
crap can Airbuses, but other than that. all right, so let's get to another television personality. He doesn't do late night shows. Well, he'll do late night shows to promote his new album and his new television program. Speaking of Kiefer Sutherland. Now, we had him on, what, 2-3 months ago? And he went on a tour around the country this summer to debut his debut album called Down in a Hole. By golly, this thing's landed on the Billboard chart this week. Number 18.
on the folk album chart list, 35 on the country album chart list. That was pretty interesting. 49 years old, Kiefer Sutherland is going to be starring in that new TV show that starts, I think, the last week in September?
He becomes president.
Yeah, and he'll be in. You can guarantee he'll be back as Jack. I think there's no way there.
So. Yeah, they've been advertising that new show like crazy. I've seen the commercials for it every single day.
Yeah.
Eric, do we have the new single, Can't Stay Away? It's a great song. Walking in the wrong direction. I actually really like this song.
This is Kiefer Sutherland, folks. Jack Bauer puts his gun away. This was co-written by Lifehouse lead singer Jason Wade for Kiefer. Let's see, who else has he got involved in this? Producer Jude Cole. They're apparently good friends. He and Kiefer have their own record label together. Kiefer's first single, Not Enough Whiskey, you heard a little of that as we get started here, released in March. And so far, the video has 650,000 views. Well, that's pretty significant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it because of him?
I don't know. Yes, 100%. Right. People are very curious whenever an actor sings.
Right. And I'm not sure. Is that why it's debuting as high as it is on these charts, too?
Well, I think he has fans, and I think, you know, now that the album is out, and I kind of listened through a lot of it yesterday, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So I think people, you know, the intrigue is there because of he's an actor and who he is, and then when you hear the music, it's not bad.
Yeah. Not bad, says Victoria, 28 after.
A former chef and army cook uses his culinary skills to raise and market organic poultry. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Chris Reynolds had training as a chef before joining the Army in 2003. In 4 years of active duty, he spent 16 months in Iraq. After his military hitch was up, Reynolds was a sous chef in Geneseo, New York, and then decided to start an organic poultry farm.
There's very high demand for organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, things like that. And basically, we wanted to be organic because we feel that's the way that food should be. You should know what you're putting into your body and what you're eating and where it's coming from.
Reynolds says an organization called the Farmer Veteran Coalition helped him on a number of fronts.
Early into the farm, we were just looking for grants and things, and my wife stumbled across the FBC, and I applied for a fellowship, and they really helped us out, and we were able to purchase a grain bin and solar-powered electric poultry netting.
In addition to the farm, Reynolds also works as a veteran service officer in Wyoming County, New York. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit. credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, 34 FDR, what are you asking for? You want information and conversation about what's going on? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here it is. This is non-conventional conversation, a matter of speaking. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The perspective that I have, that we have, not only in this hour, but all the hours of this program, aimed at bringing a consensus rather than that guy's wrong and I'm right. Oh, really? We're not all right all the time, not all wrong all the time, but listen to some of this talk stuff. Some of these stations is listening offline to WWTN in Nashville. Listen to WTKK in Raleigh, WIBC in Indianapolis, just for the heck of it. WISN in Milwaukee, and then some of the stations I've just sort of looking around at potentials. I'm no different than anybody else. I'm a salesman. I'm a pitchman. I'm trying to get this program around as many places as possible. So you listen around.
And some of the commercial crap that you hear on some of these stations, ooh, and look at the ratings. Ooh, I'm not supposed to talk about ratings. I can't mention the company name, but I can talk about the ratings a little bit. Anyway, so let's understand on Friday what there is that has been odd about this week. The list of items from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is considered the Bible in the news talk radio industry, 10 stories usually are found, and we put them together so that you can understand kind of what the things are that you have in common with others who are listening to the format on other stations around the country, whether they have syndicated programming that's heard everywhere or they have individual show hosts, et cetera, et cetera. Most of the time, some of the good hosts, and I say this advisedly and lovingly, will take the local angle on some of the national stories. Or, you know, if you approach, let's say you're in Joliet, Illinois. That's a good example, because we're on in Joliet right now. Got really good morning host there. I know that he focuses in on what goes on in that community. That's number one. Now, there is probably, I'm sure that he has taken the situation in Chicago with the police and the murder rate and that sort of thing and adopted it to how it specifically affects Joliet. That's good. And then there are stories that are just exclusive to Joliet that are hot button issues. But the person who goes on the air in another market, another station that may be like WJOL, who just talks about the presidential race without having a local angle on it, is wasting the station's time. They don't need a local guy to talk about what they can hear a national guy talk about. They need the local guy to get people all excited. What do the people in Joliet think about Donald Trump? What do the people in Joliet think about Hillary Clinton? What do the people in Joliet think about the third or fourth party candidates? What do you think? See, that's the way to do that. I'm not telling him how to run the station, but I know that he's doing that. Anyway, and so is the case with some of the other stations. Otherwise, you might as well have a good... The national programming, for the most part, is better than the local programming if it's just going to be about issues that are nationwide. If it's local stuff, then you're always going to get a better shake from the local stations. I can't talk about, just talk about what's going on in Joliet. I can talk if somebody calls me from XYZ City. If you're going to call me from Joliet, help yourself. 888-302-3684. Yep, you can do that. Meanwhile, I was alluding to, and they went off on a tangent, shockingly, alluding to the charts for this week, the death of Gene Wilder at number 10. What's going on in the world of sports talk radio, number 9, the G20 summit that's coming up, number 8, the impeachment of the Brazilian president, number 7. See, I can't even begin to waste your time here talking about that. I think that is the biggest non-starter, non-story. Who cares? How does that affect your life and you or any of us here? If it were me making up this list, this story would have been closer to the top than the folks at Talkers found it to be. At number 6, the deal details of the Iran nuclear. Maybe you heard me talking about this yesterday. These people made a deal and they lied not only to us but to the world about what really constituted the deal. The Iranians got off the hook early, got rid of sanctions early, and nobody knew it. There were several different inside deals there. I think very interesting. Number 5 is the split of Mr. and Mrs. Wiener. God, change the name for the baby's sake, will you? Number 4, the protest of Mr. Copernicus there, or whatever his name is. I know Kara gets a kick out of me.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Apparently, he did kneel down during the, wasn't it last night's game? He did kneel down during the national anthem last night. But earlier in the week,
he'd said, I'm just looking at a picture of him. He's going to warm the bench for the rest of his career, and this isn't going to help him any. Let's see here. He and safety Eric Reed kneeled during the national anthem, the protest of American racial injustice and minority oppression. He's going through making $15 million a year.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with celebrities using their platform to speak for other people. Otherwise, what's the point of being a celebrity and having a voice?
Okay, so who should I... you want me to protest on behalf of somebody? Who can we protest on behalf of?
I don't know. Farmers?
Yeah, okay, that's good. I'm a farmer myself, though, so I understand what they're really going through. This guy doesn't understand.
It's not like he's always been a celebrity.
Yeah.
He grew up as an African-American man.
I understand that, but every African-American, every black person has problems?
No, but I'm saying that he could have. Just because he's a celebrity now doesn't mean that he didn't.
I'd rather know whether he did or he didn't before. I'd like to know the story behind the story before I give him another inch. That's just me, though. Okay, let's see here. Number three, the primaries. John McCain won his, and Mangalo Rubio won his in Florida. Let's see here.
Every day it's a new name.
I know.
Mangalo?
It's Mangalo, yeah. Number two, the Trump visit to Mexico. And a subset to that is Trump's wife is suing, the Daily Mail for $150 million? Well, that'll teach him. Right, you think that Trump's not going to sue everybody that says things about him? Well, Melania Trump can sue because she's not a celebrity. So she is. She said they lied about her. So you're going to sue him for $150 mil. Donald Trump can't sue anybody for anything because he's now a public figure. All right, in the presidential race, number one. All right, we got it all put together. Uri Geller joins us for conversation next here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet, IMDM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Plus taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second for evident network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
45 after the hour, Uri Geller joins us, the mind motivator, longtime friend of me and this program, somebody who can do amazing things with his mind. One of the things you didn't know about Uri is that he's an inventor. There are a lot of celebrities profiled this week in one of the English newspapers, and Uri is one of them, becoming famous for the telephone radiation shield. I didn't realize you had a patent for that.
Yes, I do. Now, it all started 20 years ago when I learned and I realized that when you're talking on any phone, especially mobile phones, there is a damaging radiation coming out of the phone, and if you're holding it to your ear, especially children who have thinner skull bones, those rays penetrate into your brain and can cause damage. It can heat up the tissues, and it can go to a situation where you might even have a cancerous growth inside your brain. And I thought to myself, now hang on, this has to be stopped. What can be done to shield the radiation from you? And, you know, throughout the years there are hundreds of articles from very prestigious institutions, doctors, professors, researchers, showing that talking with a mobile phone is damaging. Full stop. There are reports that you shouldn't put the phone in your back pocket or in your pocket because it can cause infertility. It goes, I mean, the damage goes on and on and on. So I created a shield that protects you from the dangerous radiation of mobile phones. And all you need to do is put it into that shield, and that's it. No radiation hits your body. I had to patent it because I didn't want it copied by others, and hence that story of my patent in the newspapers.
So did you sell this to somebody to manufacture it? And is what we see around in the marketplace a result of what you figured out, these various things that you see people carrying their phones in these waists, something you hook onto your belt, sort of a waistline item. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes, it went worldwide. Have you seen this in America, people wearing?
So
the idea is basically, again, health issues. People are worried today that all this incredible electronic stuff can damage your health.
So did you get it? You got it manufactured and distributed. What happened to the idea of the patent? Who took it and ran with it?
We'll talk about it another time because it's a long story. But I very, very strongly urge anyone out there, if you don't have a shield, then simply use a speaker on your phone. Do not stick the phone to your skull.
Yeah, you taught me. I remember you teaching me that because I still use a flip phone. And I never put it to my ear. I always use the speakerphone. And that I do, you remember, you taught me a number of years ago. All right, so check that out. Lots of other things at urigeller.com. URIGELLER, urigeller.com. It's 10 minutes for the hour.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There's no expense to two pianos on this. One for the left and one for the right.
Tommy McKay.
Good morning.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on hundreds of stations around the world. He will help make your home. If you have a good home, listen to the Money Pit, and it will become better just by association, just by assimilation, just by osmosis. He's got a book called My Home, My Money Pit, is a guide to how to have a good time while you're fixing your backyard up, your front yard, all kinds of things. And as a public service of this radio program, nobody else would ever dare have Tom Kreidler on the loose all by himself on... But because I am a daring sort, Tom is here to answer some of your questions up next.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. You cannot see, taste, or smell lead in your drinking water. So how do you know if it's there? Older homes are more likely to have pipes and fixtures containing higher levels of lead. Stefan Buck, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains your options.
To learn if lead is in your water, review your consumer confidence report released every June or July by your local water provider. You also can have your water tested by a certified laboratory.
NSF International is a not-for-profit global public health and safety organization that tests and certifies products treating lead in drinking water, including water filters, reverse osmosis,
osmosis units and distillers.
We test and certify products to verify they reduce lead in drinking water. Look for the NSF logo on the product. It is important that you choose the right product for your needs and remember to change water filters according to the manufacturer's instructions.
For more information and a complete list of NSF certified filters, visit nsfconsumer.org.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's Cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. The more you buy, the more Kohl's Cash you'll earn. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything. Get active with 40 to 50% off Fila Sport and Tech Gear and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 56 after the hour, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit with a question from Sarah, who lives in Virginia. She has never cleaned out her gutters. My God, what an outrage. Lived in the house for 12 years.
Wow.
Last big rainstorm, she had sheets of water falling in the gutter. Duh. What could be causing this, Sarah?
Oh, I have no idea.
You have no idea what this
is. I have no idea. What do you think is causing it, Doug?
You know what? It may be she doesn't have screens on her gutters, Tom. What do you think of that?
Maybe. I mean, even with screens, 12 years of leaves falling upon those spaces are going to clog it.
Right.
Obviously, you need to clean the gutters out, Sarah. And I think what a lot of folks don't realize is that clean gutters don't just keep the water from overflowing on your head. You know, they have a lot of purposes. For example, if you put a lot of water around the foundation perimeter, you're going to make your home unstable. You get more cracks in your foundation walls, for example, as well as the slippery sidewalks and all the other things that kind of come along with it. So you got to clean them, and you got to get downspouts extended out at least 4 feet away from the house
to
protect that sort of backfill zone around the house and keep it nice and dry and stable. Listen, Sarah, if you can't do it yourself, this is clearly a job you should hire a pro for. It's not very expensive, you know, to have these guys that specialize in gutter cleaning. They come in with, three guys and three ladders, and they get it done really fast. They're out in a half hour. So I would hire
$100 later.
Yeah, I don't know. Around my area, it's about $100,
$150. Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Joe is in Florida. I'll be voted for Mario Rubio or Marco, whatever his name is. I'm about to put my house on the market. No wonder. If Rubio's going to be senator,
he's out of there.
How can I find out what is required for a certificate of occupancy on my home?
Well, certainly you want to pay a visit to your local building code office and determine what they're going to require. Now, the interesting thing is that the CO for a resale is different than the CO for a new home. It doesn't mean that you have to bring your house up to all of the modern building code standards, Doug. They're going to have certain things that they're going to focus in on, like smoke detectors or carbon monoxide detectors, or making sure that the windows operate.
Numbers on the door.
In the bedrooms. That's right, numbers on the door. It's a whole different set of standards. But the other thing that you could do that would be really smart is to get a professional home inspection done as a home seller, because this way you'll have an idea of what kinds of things a buyer's home inspector is going to find out, and it's a whole lot better to get that information before you have a buyer involved in the transaction, because, you know, by that time you think you're giving the house away, the buyer thinks they're overpaying, there's a lot of emotion, you know, it's hard to get through any issues that come up. So I would definitely recommend that you visit the local building department and get your own professional home inspection done, and with that knowledge you should be able to move quickly towards closing.
I always take every bit of advice Tom gives me. If you're smart, you'll take his advice as well. Like he told me to stop talking at 59 past the hour, so I'm going to stop talking.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunter
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.